Welcome to another podcast done for the Ashes Volunteers. I'm here in the announcer's box with Dave. Dave, how are you doing?
We're doing just fine, but having a bit of a boring day, I'm afraid, because the rain has overtaken the cricket, and we're just sitting here watching it fall and not getting very much progress in the game that we have.
No, it's a shame when your entire afternoon gets ruined by intermittent showers. Awful. But if nothing else, it makes your life a little bit easier and not having to constantly announce falls of wickets.
Well, this is true. You're not always at the microphone, but personally, I'm the sort of person who likes to keep busy. But there are sessions when you can go the whole from lunch to tea or tea to the end of play without making any announcement at all. It's just the way the play goes. And
you've been with us for, about 15 years now.
15, 16 years, yeah.
Yeah, you started off as a steward, gradually, I wouldn't say promoted to the announcer's box, but moved sideways.
I moved sideways. I think I'd been here 5 or 6 years and there was a need for somebody to do the public address. And I was the one that was asked to do it, and I really enjoyed. I mean, it's great to be able to mix with the players, it's great to be able to sit with the scorers, and you learn an awful lot more by doing that.
You've been here long enough, you've witnessed a few events. Anything strange you've had to announce over the PA?
I think not a lot, because it's an announcement rather than a commentary, but I think at one time I had to ask the crowd to clear the stands because there was a big storm on its way and there was some fear that the lightning could crack in open spaces. But I think that's probably the strangest thing I've had to take care of.
Nothing like a bit of drama for your afternoons at the cricket.
Indeed not. And that match didn't last very... It was a one-day, it didn't last very long at all.
Well, looking ahead to the summer, we're playing host to the Australians in cricket's most hotly contested trophy. Any run-ins with the Aussies before?
That was in my first year, 97, one reason why they were looking for extra stewards, because the Aussies were coming. So I've been here for all the Aussie visits since that time, including the famous one in... was it 2009 when we put the...
2005.
And 2009? I think I'm right in saying. But yes, that was exciting times, and there is nothing like Trent Bridge, absolutely full to capacity, with the buzz of the crowd and the atmosphere. We have to be here as stewards, because I don't do the public address for the international games. As stewards, we have to be here at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody here, and that gradual build-up until play starts at 11 o'clock is really quite something.
Fantastic.
Special time.
Fantastic. And we'll all be seeing you there, I'd imagine.
I'm hoping so. I should be in the pavilion somewhere.